Thank you. I'm happy to be in your midst. My name is Godwin Ella. Father to Igoche, Godwin Ella. I came here for a medical checkup. I came for a medical checkup through the effort of my son. My happiness is that he is worshiping his God that has created him. The Bible said the whole duty of man here on earth is to what? To worship him and keep his commandments. And that is why all of you here are doing and you are seated here to worship your God that has created you. And God, in his infinite mercy, will reward each and every one of us according to his deed in Jesus' name. I believe that the book of Philippians chapter 4 says that we should rejoice in the Lord because we are in the Lord. And therefore we should rejoice. There's nowhere on earth you can find joy. There's nowhere in the world that you can find happiness than being in the Lord, than worshiping our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. First and foremost, I have to introduce where I come from. Like I said, my name is Godwin Ella, Brother Godwin Ella. I worship with Church of Christ Nyanya, Abuja. I worship with Church of Christ, Nyanya, Abuja. The brethren there in Nyanya send their greetings. Nyanya, can I spell it for you? N-Y-A-N-Y-A. Nyanya. N-Y-A-N-Y-A. Abuja. Abuja, Nigeria. Abuja, Nigeria. That is where I worship. And the brethren there send their greetings to all of you. They say, I should greet you. Because they know I will worship. They even sent it, a brother sent a text this morning to wish me happy worship. The Lord's Day. So, that is where I come from. And I want to thank the authority of the church for giving me the opportunity to stand before you. And also to thank the Almighty God, the Creator of heaven and earth, for giving us the life to see today. There are so many people who are longing to see today, they couldn't see it. So, we have seen today not by our power. It's not by our power. It's by the mercy and grace of the Almighty God. So, we should be happy to worship him. You are welcome. Once again, the topic of my discussion this morning is very simple, short, and is not new to anybody. It's an old topic which I believe we all know it, and it's not new to anybody. It's what you've been hearing every day. Am I going too fast? Am I going too fast? Are you listening to what I'm saying? Are you getting the point? If I'm too fast or too slow, let me know. Good. Good. The topic of admonition this morning is just wait. Just wait for the Lord. The Lord is not disappointing. Once you rely on him and wait for him, those things you want him to do for you will come to pass. It will come to pass. Just exercise patience and wait for him. If you exercise patience and wait for him, those your heart desires, those things you want him to do for you, you will do it. But more often than not, we human beings are so fast, so impatient. If we are looking for something, we want it to happen now. And when it doesn't happen, we begin to blame God. In your setup in Germany here, in the Western world here, God has given you everything. God has given you everything. There's nothing like poverty. There's nothing like this man is better than me, this person is better than me. But if you go to where I come from, in an African country, there's too many competition. Too many competition. Those who are rich want to dominate those who are not rich. They want to oppress those who are not rich. I'm not condemning my people, but that is the reality. But in your society here, you don't do that. Everybody is contented. So you may not actually get to understand why I'm teaching this. Because God has blessed you with everything and you are enjoying everything. But then, we as human beings are the same. And that is why I say, as we are sitting individually here, everybody has his own, what he wants God to do for him. Everybody here as we are sitting have his own heart desires. His desire may not be the same with you. Yours is not the same with him. What you want God to do for you is different from what he wants God to do for him. What you want God to do different from this, so every individuality is different. So what I'm saying this morning is that whatever your heart desires are, whatever your heart desires are, commit it into God and be patient. Wait for God. For him to direct your footsteps to wherever you are going, to direct you. If God directs you, you will not make a mistake. But if you direct yourself, thinking you know too much, you have that wisdom, you have knowledge, you are a reservoir of knowledge, of wisdom, you make mistakes. But if you allow God to direct your footsteps, you get everything right. But then it requires patience. It requires courage. Because for you to be patient, you need to have enough courage. So that is why I brought this topic. And I want us to read. Victor,
yes,
can you read for us the book of Psalm 37?
Yes.
Psalm 37, beginning from... I'm coming. Okay, from 3. I want everybody to open to his Bible. Has everybody gotten it? Eh? Has everybody gotten it? Psalm 37. Can somebody explain to them?
Psalm
37, not 20, 30. Yes.
Okay.
Can you read, or I should read from here?
Trust in the Lord and do good.
Yes.
Dwell in the land and enjoy safe pasture.
Yes.
Take delight in the Lord and he will give you the desires of
your heart. Go ahead.
Commit your way to the Lord. Trust in him and he will do this.
Yes.
He will make your righteous reward shine like the dawn, your vindication like the noonday sun.
7.
Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him. Do not fret when people succeed in your ways, when they carry out their wicked schemes.
Thank you very much. Did anybody understand what we are reading? Do we? In your German language, where you are reading? You understand?
Yeah.
He said, trust in the Lord and do good. Trust him and do good. So shall thou dwell in the land and will thou shall be fed. If you trust in the Lord and do good, you will live in the land and you'll be fed. You enjoy everything that is created by him and that is meant for you. 4. Delight thyself so in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thy heart. Yes, if you have delight, he will give you the desires of your heart. Commit thy ways unto the Lord. Commit your ways. Whatever you are doing, allow God to direct your footstep. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. If you believe in him, if you trust in him, those things that are your heart desires that you have will come to pass. It will definitely come to pass. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and the judgment as the noonday. 7, where I want us to lay emphasis, more emphasis on, is rest in the Lord and wait patiently, who prospereth in his way because of man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. You see, what the Lord is saying here, if that same 37, let's read verse 1 and see what he's saying. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. I don't know if people understand that. Can somebody read it in German for them to hear?
Verse 1 and 2.
32, read verse 1.
37.
37:1.
Entrüste dich nicht über die Unheilstifter und beneide nicht die Menschen, die böses tun.
Thank you very much. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. Do not disturb yourself because you see a wicked man prospering. When you see a wicked person who is wicked prospering, do not be envious of him, because his wickedness shall come to pass. The Bible says that wickedness shall not depart from the house of a wicked person. If you are wicked, wickedness will never depart from generation to generation, keep suffering it. So we should not be envious. We should not fret ourselves because you see your neighbor who is a wicked man, who is not trusting in God, who is not worshiping God, prospering. Don't worry, your own is come. You will enjoy it. The Bible said that the little the righteous man has is better than that much that the unrighteous person has. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying. Do you? The little that you have, you enjoy it, is better than that big one where somebody who is wicked, who does not trust God, has. Because you live long to enjoy it. You have prosperity. You're free from so many things that disturbs, and you enjoy it. So we should not fret ourselves from that. That is what I mean by say you should wait for the Lord. The book of Psalms, I'm sure we all know the author of Psalm. Do we know?
Yeah.
Who? Who is the author of Psalm? That is David, King David. King David is the author of Psalm. If you read the book of David, he's bringing up how he became the king, how he was a shepherd, how his brothers, you know, how he suffered to become a king. You know it, because he trusted in the Lord. He suffered so many things, especially in the hand of Saul, when Saul even wanted to kill him and all the rest. But he endured because he believed that these things will come to pass. And we all know the end of Saul, King Saul. I will come to it. The end of Saul, how he ended up, because he was a very wicked king. David wrote this based on his experiences he had before he became what he was. So, I want us again to turn to the book of Isaiah, book of Isaiah 28. Book of Isaiah, 40, Isaiah 40. Isaiah chapter 40. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 20. Isaiah chapter, sorry. Can we all see it? Let me open my ear. I'm using analog. I know, I am reading it. I know. I'm reading it. It's when it becomes difficult, I'll start using it. I'm analog. I'm using analog. You people are using what? Eh?
Most are using digital.
Digital. You people are digital.
I have analog.
Eh? But I'm using analog. So you excuse me to take it slowly. Right? Because I have to open. But you're okay, you have yours. That's good. That's good. But in my own case, in your own case, you just press and it's open. But I have to search to look for it. Isaiah 40. Let me put this to aid me. Isaiah 40, verse 28. Can I read from here? Can somebody read? Victor, can somebody read in German language? Okay, you want to read in English? Let somebody read in German language so that there will be follow-up. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 28. No, sorry.
Oder habt ihr es nie gehört?
I'm coming. Isaiah, they say. Okay. I think there's a mix up here. So, okay. Excuse me. Okay. That place is saying, I think there's a mix up somewhere here. He's saying that those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. Yes. Those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. 31, am I right? 40-31, huh? Good. I'm coming. 40-31.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, actually, you're correct.
Have you?
You read from 28-31. Yeah, you're correct. You know, from 28-31.
Sorry, I was still in Psalm. I didn't go to.
Wow.
I didn't go to Isaiah.
Yeah,
yes, I didn't go to Book of Isaiah. That was good.
But this can happen with digital.
Sorry. He said what?
He said. This can also happen with digital.
Yes. You see, I didn't close the psalm which I read. You see, so I was confused. So it's 40, Isaiah chapter 40, read from 28. Can anybody read in Germany? Or
Madras?
Yeah.
I want everybody to understand, follow up.
Begreift ihr denn nicht? Oder habt ihr es nie gehört? Der Herr ist der ewige Gott. Er ist der Schöpfer der Erde. Auch die entferntesten Länder hat er gemacht. Er wird weder müde noch kraftlos. Seine Weisheit ist unendlich tief.
To 31.
Den Erschöpften gibt er neue Kraft. Und die Schwachen macht er stark. Selbst junge Menschen ermüden und werden kraftlos. Starke Männer stolpern und brechen zusammen. Aber alle, die ihre Hoffnung auf den Herrn setzen, bekommen neue Kraft. Sie sind wie Adler, denen mächtige Schwingen wachsen. Sie gehen und werden nicht müde. Sie laufen und sind nicht erschöpft.
Thank you very much. Do you understand what he's saying? He said that he, from that 28, has thou not known, has thou not heard the everlasting God, the God, the creator of the ends of the earth, faint not, neither is weary, there is no searching for his understanding. 29. He gave a power to the faint. He gave power to the faint because he's the all-knowing God. He's the omnipotent, omnipresence, and the omniscience. So it's the all-knowing God. And because it's the all-knowing God, he gave power to the person who has no power. We don't have power of his own. So he gives us power to, and the weary ones. The young men shall utterly fail. But they that wait on the Lord shall renew their what? Their strength. They shall mount up with eagles, wings of eagles, and they shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk, not faint. That is a big promise of the Lord. Am I right? Is it not a promise that you should not be tired? No matter how weary you are, how fainted you are, he is going to renew our strength. He's going to renew your strength. So may the Lord continue to bless us, to give us that strength, so that we continue to worship him. Yes. Amen.
Amen.
God will continue to help us. So he shall renew our strength. Please, at no time or any time you want me to stop, just give me, maybe when you remain 5 minutes, you can give me time to stop. Then, I want us to know of a story of Saul, I said. Saul was made a king. You see, if you follow the story of Saul, Saul became a king because the Israelites wanted a king. If you read the story, God wanted to, when all the major kings died, and from here we'll go to Judges. You see, when the major kings died, they begin to have judges who come to rule and go, rule and go, rule and go. And then God wanted to be their king, their lord, everything. But as being impatient, they were so impatient. They told Samuel, give us a king. Give us a king. They continued to worry Samuel. And Samuel is a man of God. He consulted with God. And God said, okay, if you people want a king, give them a king. Because in those days, he speaks through his prophets. And Samuel was one of the prophets. And when the Israelites wanted a king at all cost, then God said, okay, give them a king. And they saw Saul. If you read the account of Saul, they say he was so very handsome, very giant, very good looking, very tall, among the whole distinct. So he had every personality. Every personality, handsome, big, tall, energetic, very strong. Yes, like Victor. So,
then handsome would be there.
So when they looked around, if you follow the story, God has spoken to Samuel that he was going to give you a king for the Israelites. And they said, okay, Saul, by design of God, he was a shepherd. He lost one of his sheep or something like that. And him and his servant were looking for it. And then they met Prophet Samuel. Samuel told them, God had told Samuel this. From there, it's not a story for today. They made him a king. And when they made him a king, his arrogancy never stopped. Arrogancy of Saul never stopped. Continue to be arrogant, continue to be what he is. Well, because, like I said, wickedness shall not depart from the house of a wicked person. And anybody who is arrogant will always, have problems. Then there's a particular date set for sacrifice. And it's only Samuel who is representing God. Whom God speaks through to him to the Israelites, was supposed to give these sacrifices. But Saul couldn't wait. Let us read it so that I don't waste your time. Let us read the book of 1 Samuel 13. 1 Samuel. Hold on. So, Okay, First Samuel, go ahead. Read First Samuel 13, 8 through 14. Can you see it? First Samuel chapter 8.
Verse 8 to 14.
Yes.
Samuel hatte Saul befohlen, eine Woche auf ihn zu warten. Doch als Samuel nach einer Woche immer noch nicht in Gilgal erschienen war, verlor Saul die Geduld. Denn seine Leute begannen schon davon zu laufen. Er ließ die Tiere für das Ram und das Friedensopfer holen und brachte selbst das Opfer ein. Kaum war er fertig, da kam Samuel. Saul ging ihm entgegen, um ihn zu begrüßen. Doch Samuel stellte ihm sofort zur Rede. Was hast du getan? Saul versuchte sich zu rechtfertigen. Die Soldaten begannen schon davon zu laufen, weil du nicht pünktlich zur abgemachten Zeit hier warst. Die Philister haben sich in Michmas zu Kampf aufgestellt. Und ich musste befürchten, dass sie uns jeden Moment in Gilgal angreifen. Ich wollte aber auf jeden Fall vorher noch den Herrn und seine Kirche bitten. Deshalb habe ich es gewagt, selbst das Kampf zu gehen.
Okay, 2:14. You are where now? Okay.
Das war sehr dumm von dir, erwiderte Samuel. Du hast dem Befehl des Herrn deines Gottes nicht gehorcht. Er wollte dir und deinen Nachkommen für alle Zeiten die Königsherrschaft über Israel geben. Du aber hast sie durch dein voreiliges Handeln verspielt. Der Herr hat schon einen Nachfolger ausgesucht und ihn dazu bestimmt, das Volk zu regieren. Er ist ein Mann, der ihm Freude macht. Du aber hast den Befehl des Herrn nicht gehorcht.
Thank you very much. You see, if you read that account, Samuel was supposed to come at a particular date to give sacrifice. And it is only him that is allowed by God to give this sacrifice. And then, because of arrogancy and impatience, and he was a king, nobody could challenge him. He said, and tarried 7 days according to the set time that Samuel had appointed to come. There's a particular date, 7 days he should come. And Saul said, bring them a burnt offering to me and peace offerings. And he offered the burnt offering. Instead of him to wait for the man of God to come and give this sacrifice, the man of God was who? Samuel. The prophet of God is Samuel. Samuel is the only person permitted by God to give these sacrifices. And it has to be on a particular date. But because Saul was impatient, Saul do not really trust in God. Because if you believe in God and trust in him, you know that whatever he says will come to pass. He never says anything that does not come to pass. And then Saul said, bring the offerings, bring this, and he hurriedly did it. And then 11, and Samuel said, okay, and it came to pass that as soon as, 10, look at verse 10. And it came to pass that as soon as he had made an end of offering, the burnt offering, behold, Samuel came, and Saul went out of the meeting that he might salute him. You see it? The moment he came out, because of impatience, the moment he came out from the sacrifice room, look at Samuel. Prophet Samuel had come, and he went to meet him. Already a man who speaks directly to God. God said, why then Samuel told him this thing. And Samuel said, why has thou done? That's verse 11. And Samuel said, what has thou done? And Saul said, because I saw that the people were scattered from me, and that thou comest not within the days appointed, and that the Philistines gathered. No, it was during, because Samuel didn't come, and he was impatient, he has refused to wait. Therefore said I, the Philistine, will come down now and upon me to Gilgal, and I have made supplication unto the Lord. I forced myself, look at it here, the B part of verse 12. I forced myself, therefore, and offered a burnt offering. in the things of God, are we supposed to force ourselves? Are we supposed to force ourselves? No. You allow God to direct your footsteps. You allow God to direct you, and everything will be perfect. But if you decide to do on your own, you make mistakes, you go wrong. And that was what happened to Saul in this regard. And Samuel said to Saul, listen, thou hast done foolishly of the Lord. No, thou hast done foolishly. Thou hast not kept the commandment of the Lord and thy God. You know, I said from the beginning, said, the whole duty of man here on earth is what? To keep his commandment and then do his will. To obey him and keep his commandment. But Saul, in this case, didn't obey the will of God, the commandment of God, neither did he keep it. And because he didn't do that, look at what Saul said to the Saul, thou hast done foolishly. Thou hast not kept the commandment of the Lord thy God, which commanded thee, for now would the Lord have established thy kingdom upon Israel. If he had waited, and this year has gone, his kingdom would have been established. He would have been forgiven all his sins. Everything has come to pass as God wanted it. But because he was impatient, he had behaved foolishly. Look at what happened to me in 14. But now thy kingdom shall not continue. You see it? Is it not a big disgrace?
Yes, it is.
Hmm?
Yes, it is.
He said because he refused to keep the commandment of God, to listen to the voice of God, this is now the kingdom shall not continue. The thing came to a stop abruptly. You see it? He shouldn't have, if he had obeyed God. So all of us, God is speaking to all of us this morning that we should stay and do according to the will of God. And how do we do is just to wait and be patient. Anything you want to do, allow God to direct your footstep. Amen?
Amen.
So, sought him. Okay, continue. Look at what. The Lord had sought him a man after his own heart. And the Lord had commanded him to be captain over people because thou hast not kept thy, which God has commanded you. Who is that person that was chosen? Do we know? After Saul, good. David, sister. David was chosen after, and this is David that Saul hated so much, even tried to kill him and all the rest of it. But because God loved him after his heart, he now chose him and he became the king. Because we should not, the Bible said we should be as wise as what? Dove. As gentle as a dove, and then as wise as the serpent. If Saul had listened to the voice of God and be gentle and allow arrogance not to overwhelm him, he would have continued to be the king of Israel. But because he was, that was how he ended. Please, what is it? Am I taking too much time?
No.
If I'm okay, let me try and round up. So, we will not, I'll not bore you so much. So we should continue to obey God, to listen to him, wait for him. If we do, we will not regret worshiping God. Because all of you here, I'm sure you are, none of us here is regretting worshiping God. Some of your friends, colleagues may be somewhere else, but you decide to come and sit here to worship God, to listen to the word of God. It will not go in vain. God is going to bless all of us. God is going to continue to grant us our heart desires. So, finally, I'm not going to bother you again. Let us read the book of Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians chapter 6. Can you read in German language, sister? Can anybody read? I'm coming. Ephesians chapter 6, this 10 to 12. Ephesians 6. Yes, please. Sorry, read from 10.
Yes,
okay, good.
fangen wir mal an. Schließlich werdet stark im Herrn und in der Macht seiner Stärke. Zieht die ganze Waffenrüstung Gottes an, damit ihr gegen die Listen des Teufels bestehen könnt. Denn unser Kampf ist nicht gegen Fleisch und Blut, sondern gegen die Gewalten, gegen die Mächte, gegen die Weltbeherrscher dieser Finsternis, gegen die geistigen Mächte der Bosheit in der Himmelswelt.
I read from here, see, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wills of the devil. The wills of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Since we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principality, wickedness in the high places, we need to always ask God to direct our footsteps. We need to rely on him continuously, and he will not disappoint us. May the Lord add blessings to his word in Jesus' name. Thank you. Like I said, I may not be around to worship with you next Sunday, but I'll go shortly. By the grace of God, I'll come back, because my treatment continues in the hospital. So it's a pleasure to meet all of you once again. And when I go, I will send your greetings to the brethren in Nyanya Church of Christ, Abuja. Thank you.
Ja, das ist das Lied, was jetzt kommt.